Turning now to world news, China acknowledged today that security forces shot four rioters in Tibet last week, saying that soldiers shot in self-defense. The country also acknowledged that demonstrations have spread to other provinces. Irene Lagan reports.
Armed police and troops poured into far-flung towns and villages in Tibetan areas of adjacent provinces to regain control as sporadic demonstrations continued to flare. Chinese authorities say 325 people have been injured and 16 people have died in the riots and have denied Tibetan exile groups' claims that 80 people have died in the violence. The foreign ministry, meanwhile, says it was seriously concerned about a planned meeting between British Prime Minister Gordon Brown and the Dalai Lama, Tibet's exiled Buddhist leader. The 72-year-old Dalai Lama has decried the violence and said he would quit as head of the India-based government in exile if violence spun out of control. On Thursday, he reiterated his willingness to meet with Chinese leaders.
So then, as I mentioned earlier, if go to Peking, meet leader, and that will be big news, isn't it?
China has banned foreigners and tourist groups from traveling in the region, but said the trouble will not affect the Olympic Games. Jing Zhao, executive vice president of the Beijing Organizing Committee, said a Tibetan relay of the Olympic torch, scheduled for 2 weeks' time, will go ahead as planned.
I believe that these kind of activities will not win the hearts of the people and will certainly fail.
The torch is to be lit Monday at a traditional ceremony in Greece before being carried through 20 countries on its way to opening the Beijing Olympic Games on August 8th. I'm Irene Lagan.